You know, prepping for as long as we've all been preppers, let's say, it used to be based on the assumption that the governments of the world wouldn't be actively trying to murder everybody. That you always assumed, you know, the government wanted things to work. No matter where you lived, your government wanted the power grid to function. Your government wanted people to be healthy. Your government wanted, you know, people to have families. And that's just flatly no longer true. Today, we have governments that are actively working on total destruction of the energy infrastructure that powers our world, including our government, the United States government. And they are actively working toward depopulation. So now, prepping has to shift. We have to take into account that literally your government is trying to create a scenario that would lead to your death. It doesn't mean they're actively trying to murder you directly, but they want to create conditions that are non-survivable for you and others. In other words, they want to indirectly kill you. They want to kill you off. This is the great culling that is taking place. And so what does that mean in terms of your preparedness plans? Well, it means you have to now give way more importance to decentralization away from systems that are controlled by governments. Because as governments tighten down the screws, which they're now doing with energy lockdowns, they will find more and more ways to restrict your access to the things that keep you alive, whether that be food, electricity, transportation, energy, you know, supply chains, consumer goods, air conditioning, even medicine for that matter, right? And this is what we're already beginning to see during this war in the Middle East. We're seeing countries or regions of countries like New South Wales in Australia saying, well, we're going to start having energy lockdowns now, COVID style energy lockdowns. And we are seeing energy lockdowns in places like the Philippines and Thailand, and it's going to spread. It's going to get worse. So this plan has already begun. And if you add into that financial collapse, which is clearly being engineered, it's controlled demolition of the financial system in order to drive everybody into a CBDC control grid where they can control what you're allowed to buy, how much food, how much fertilizer, you know, garden seeds, etc. They will control it, the governments will, in order to limit your access to the things that could keep you alive. And as a result of this, there are only going to be two classes of people when this is all said and done. Class number one, which is the doomed class, it's going to be people who are entirely dependent on the system. They will have no choice but to accept the government CBDC food stamp bailout, mark of the beast payment system, you know, digital surveillance system, because otherwise they would starve to death. You don't want to be in that group. That's the doom group. Group number two are going to be the renegades, the people who decentralize, who get off of the system, people like you and I who are mostly partially off the system right now, and we are capable of getting fully off the system with some effort and probably some expense. And that's where we have to focus our efforts now in the coming weeks and months and years, is how do we complete the dissociation from the central control grid that's controlled by the government. And that's difficult. And for a lot of years, many people have said, well, you have to have one foot in that system and then one foot outside that system. But the foot that you have inside the system is going to get chopped off. You're going to end up with a leg peg stump instead of a foot. Because whatever you have in the system, you can kiss it goodbye. The system is going to turn against you. System is going to crater. They'll do a false flag cyber attack on the banking system and then steal all your money and say that Iran launched it or something, or it's Russia's fault or whatever. I mean, there's an endless number of scenarios that they can pull off here, false flags or, you know, self-inflicted dirty bombs, whatever, in order to achieve the total taking of your assets and blame it on somebody else. So again, whatever you have in the system, kiss it goodbye. And whatever you depend on from the system will not be reliable. So, for example, the power grid. This is the most difficult thing for people to realize, that the power grid will not be reliable on purpose. Because if you think about it, more and more people are buying EVs now because of the problems with diesel and gasoline and fossil fuels. Well, how do they control your transportation capabilities when you're using an EV? They limit your access to the power grid. Very simple. They can limit you to a certain number of kilowatt hours per day, for example. They can say every household gets only, 50 kilowatt hours a day. That's it. And, for some households, that's enough. But not if you're charging an EV every day. That's not enough. Not even close. So this is how they're going to clamp down on everybody. Plus the smart meters, plus the surveillance, plus the Internet of Things, the wearable surveillance, everything on your body that's checking in with the cloud, cross-reference with your social media profile, with your identity, with your banking records, with your medical history, blah, blah, blah. And people are even being encouraged to upload all your medical records to AI systems, like Elon Musk is telling you to do this. Like, upload your taxes to Grok and let Grok figure out your taxes. Are you kidding me? Why would you upload all your financial records to Elon Musk and Grok? Why would you upload your medical records? That's insane. But a lot of people will do that, and it's all designed to hoover up all your information and then to weaponize it against you. And it's with this information that the coming systems will decide who to target using autonomous weapon systems where AI chooses the targets of who to exterminate. See? I mean, of course, at first, they'll do the big things like turn off the power grid in a region for 6 months and just see how many people die, or, turn off the water facilities or the water pumps or whatever, and see how many people die. But for the survivors, they can target you based on all the information that you've handed over through your mobile phone, through your medical records, through everything that you've signed up for, and even your car. Are you using your Google car, the Google features in your car? I mean, that's insane. I would never do that. But people buy a new car, and then the screen comes up, and it says, yeah, Google, Google Auto or whatever it is. Sign in, and then you can start using maps. So people sign in. From that moment forward, that car reports your location to Google. Every time you drive, everywhere you go, and of course, even when you're not driving, that's a data point. So they're tracking your whole history, your habits, where you work, where you eat, where you shop for groceries. All of that information is going to be weaponized and used against you to target you if the AI decides that you're no longer worth keeping alive. That's what's coming. And these AI autonomous weapon systems will be tied to basically a volume knob that the humans can turn up the volume knob and say, well, we need to get rid of another, 50 million people. So turn that up. And then the AI says, oh, well, now let's go after this other group, these people. And it just targets everybody based on their location, which, of course, Google has that. Apple has that. The services, all the online cloud services, they know who you are, where you are. They know what you've done, what you've searched for, your medical history, your financial history, your bank accounts. They've got all that information, and it's all going to be weaponized against you in order to target you and exterminate you if they think that you need to go. So prepping now needs to take on a very different tenor. Prepping used to be, well, let's stockpile some food. Let's have a water filter. Let's have some iodine. Let's, get some firearms and ammunition and grow some food and have a garden and, get as far away from the city as we can. And all of that's important, but it's not enough now by itself, because now you're being scheduled for termination, ultimately, by your own government, which will weaponize all the metadata they've collected on you that you have accidentally given them or inadvertently given them over all these years of using mobile phones or Google phones or what have you. Every phone call, every text, every website you visited, every search that you ever made, every credit card purchase, every wire transfer, everything you've ever done, every time you paid for groceries using a credit card, they have it all. That's why I only shop for groceries with cash. And I've done that for 15 years. I only shop with cash. If I were buying gas at a gas station, which I don't do, but if I were, I would only buy with cash. I do not use credit cards to purchase anything locally because they could track you. They can use that against you. And of course they will. Of course they will. Because anybody who's got an argument that says, oh, well, government would never do something that evil. Listen to yourself. Seriously? Is that an argument? These governments are already involved in genocide. You think they wouldn't kill their own people? Of course they would. They wouldn't even hesitate. That's not even a debate. That's just, you know, people who are ignorant of reality. So, yes, of course they would kill you to achieve their goals. There's no question about it. So you have to be off-grid as much as possible, including off their surveillance system as much as possible. So how do you do that? Well, it's a thousand little habits, some of which I've already mentioned, like don't buy groceries on a credit card or with any kind of digital form of payment, because then they know who you are. See, when I buy groceries, I pay with cash, they don't know who I am. Nobody knows what I bought or how much I bought or how frequently I shop or where I shop. So, I mean, that's just habit number one out of a thousand habits that have to become part of your lifestyle. You've got to get as off-grid as possible. I run a de-Googled phone, so my phone doesn't check in with Google. And, you know, we partnered with AbovePhone.com that offers de-Googled phones, and that's an absolute necessity. And you can use discount code RANGER, by the way, to save, I think, 10% with them. You can find all the links, by the way, at rangerdeals.com for a lot of this. You need a de-Googled phone. You need off-grid money, which is gold and silver, and maybe private crypto. Watch all my episodes of Decentralized TV. And the website for that is decentralize.tv. You need to have your own medicine. You need to have, you know, your own system of growing food as much as you can. You need to have your own backup communications, such as a satellite phone that doesn't talk to the cell tower, so they can't track your exact location. It's one of the main benefits of using a satellite phone is they don't know exactly where you are. They can't just track you. So, you know, work with our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com. It's a privacy measure. And also, by the way, they sell the Faraday bags. They've got a site for it, darkbags.com. If you go to darkbags.com, you can find, you know, all kinds of Faraday bags, different formats, purses, pouches, backpacks, I mean, laptop bags, everything you can think of, even jackets and purses and whatever. You can find all that there. So privacy has become the most important priority for prepping. You have to protect your privacy first. And then have all the other things that you've known about for a long time, storable foods, etc. But if you don't protect your privacy, they can hunt you down. And they will. They will build a profile based on your metadata, and they will decide whether you live or die. And if they decide you die, then they can dispatch, you know, Terminator drones or whatever they're going to use, whatever hardware they're going to use in the near future to actually come get you and kill you. And absolutely they will do that. So remember, our governments now are the terrorists. They are running the kill commands against humanity. They don't want the populations to exist that currently exist on our planet. They want to get rid of maybe 90% of the human population. And so they're devising ways to do that, such as starting a war, destroying energy infrastructure, causing global famine, causing a lockup of fertilizer so that farmers can't produce crop yields. I mean, we're moving into a scenario right now where anywhere from 2 to 4 billion human beings could die from starvation in the coming years because of the lack of fertilizer and energy if this war continues to escalate. If we stopped now, then yeah, we wouldn't lose a billion people, wouldn't even lose millions of people because we could recover now. But I don't see that it's stopping. It seems to be only escalating. And if it escalates to the point of the total destruction of the energy infrastructure in Qatar in particular, then the world starves to death and billions die. So you don't want to be dependent on the system when that happens. You want to be as off-grid as possible. So, by the way, yeah, you can store food. You can buy garden seeds from us if you want. HealthRangersStore.com. And yeah, we appreciate your support, but it's not enough. You need to get off-grid in every way possible. You need to, frankly, have your own power system, and that's the hardest part of this. I mean, you can do your own rainwater collection with just, you know, rooftop collection, etc. That's doable for most people, depending on where you live. But to get off-grid in terms of electricity for your whole house or your whole ranch, that's difficult. That's expensive. It's complicated. That's an area that I'm working on right now. And I will have some product reviews to share with you, but it may be too late, you know? I can't guarantee the timing on all that because I'm not going to talk about a solution until I'm happy with it. And I can't guarantee I'm going to be happy with anything. But if I find something that works, I'll share it with you. And at that time, you know, maybe there will still be some inventory. I just don't know. We are in a very difficult situation, all of us. Prepping is not for the faint of heart now. You have to prep at a whole new level compared to what you used to have to do. But think about those who aren't prepped at all. There's so many people who are not preppers who they don't have anything off-grid. They don't have any backup food or medicine or currency or anything. They're really screwed. They're not going to do well. Now, that's not you or me, but man, that's a lot of people, and it's going to be rough for them. No question about that. In any case, you can hear more of my podcasts and interviews at brightvideos.com, and you can also follow my articles at naturalnews.com. And you can use our AI engine at brightanswers.ai, and you can download all of our prepping books completely free at books.brightlearn.ai. And then on top of that, you can, follow all my interviews, etc. at brightvideos.com. So thank you for listening. Get prepared. Upgrade your mindset on all of this. These are very dangerous times, dangerous for humanity. The depopulation agenda is accelerating. Global famine is being engineered right now, and not everybody's going to make it. So that's the takeaway, but thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. HealthRangerStore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries especially,
Again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.